We are terrible at observing Sabbath. I'm not talking about any of the rules attached to Sabbath. I'm only referring to taking time to rest. I went to a public high school. Went. I like that I can say that now. And it was a lot of work with the course load that I had. There were countless evenings where I had so much work to do, a break would have seemed stupid. I'm not saying I didn't take breaks. I took breaks where I felt they were necessary, but I never heard the end of it. If I was caught watching a YouTube video or looking at my phone when I had gone downstairs to work, I would receive a lecture about focusing and diligence. However, in the recent months, I've gotten better at taking breaks. I feel no shame in getting up from a half-written essay and going out to play pickup soccer on a Thursday night. That is much more satisfying than some YouTube video or mindless scrolling through Facebook. Until I started thinking about the topic of Sabbath, I too felt that my little breaks were wrong. And that, in the end, I was only hurting myself. But there is one big reason I was not wrong to be taking those breaks. In this day and age, high schoolers are pressured to fill their weekends with fun and exciting extracurriculars. And some aspects of that are great. It helps them to become well-rounded and talented individuals. Some aspects, however, are not. Weekends are when schools say we should be relaxing. But the societal pressure to fill our weekends means we have no designated time for Sabbath. This is why our youth group is lucky to have half its members on a given Sunday. It's not because we don't want to be here. At least for me, it's the opposite. I would love to be in youth group rather than finishing my homework or studying for SATs or any of the other things I had to do in the recent years. I don't know what the right answer is. The extracurriculars I've done have made me who I am today, and all of my closest friends are from those activities. However, I struggled with large amounts of stress, mainly in my junior year and the beginning of my senior year. But looking back on that time, I feel like my hobbies, activities, and sports are what helped me keep my head on straight. Those same things are also what gave me little to no time to do homework or socialize. If you know me well, you'll be laughing at yourself saying there's no way he puts socializing last on his priority list. Those people are right. And for me, as a very extroverted person, socializing is my way of observing Sabbath. There were many times where I completed the minimum amount of work necessary so that I could go see friends. It felt bad not doing things to the best of my ability at all times, but it would have felt worse had I not made friends during my high school career. Additionally, I know because I've tried it, not seeing friends and choosing to get all the work done only works for so long before you lose your mind. Not really, but I would lose the ability to focus on work without having the time to rejuvenate. Here's an analogy. I know here in Boston we love long-distance running. For me, homework is not like peaceful long-distance running. It's like sprinting, and I can only do so much before I need to stop or I might die of an asthma attack. Taking breaks to see friends, to perform in shows, or to power nap, those are just like a two-minute stretching break between brutal back-to-back 400s. Those stretching breaks are like an oasis in the middle of a desert. In case you can't tell, track is something I could have gone without. Another season of cross-country would have been better. The message I'm trying to convey is that Sabbath is meaningful to everyone, and for everyone, the day of rest can mean something different. For many, the time we are blessed with to belt out hymns and reflect with God in this space is a perfect Sabbath. For me, my perfect Sabbath is quality time with friends, for God is with me then as well. The gift of Sabbath can come from God in any form. Enjoy the breaks you take, regardless of the form they take, and never feel bad for taking them. For they are the modern-day Sabbath in a society where no one can afford to leave an entire day for relaxation.
So, the English definition of a sermon is a talk on a religious or moral subject, especially one given during a church service and based on a passage from the Bible, or a long or tedious piece of admonition or reproof, a lecture, neither of which feels particularly like what I want to do. I much prefer the meaning of the Latin root, sermo, which is conversation. Because really, I just want to talk to you about my life without getting too preachy. Especially considering I don't know how religious this is all going to be. But since a conversation is more than one person talking, this means there's a tiny bit of congregation participation. Don't worry, I'm not going to ask anyone to come up here. By a show of hands, how many of you are able to come here semi-regularly? Most, if not all of you. Unfortunately, it's not that easy for me to get here. I live about an hour outside Boston, and until recently, I was unable to drive myself, not to mention I absolutely hate driving anyway. But this makes it pretty inconvenient to get here on a quiet Sunday, let alone a weekday, which means I miss a fair few youth group activities and services. Yet I still choose to go to Old South. There is literally a UCC church within a bike ride from my house, and I choose to drive an hour to get here. So, and even if it was the hour-long drive I enjoyed most about church, there's still an easier option. If you didn't already, my dad, Ian Holland, is the minister of First Church Swampscott, so it would be 100 times easier to go to his church, but I have always been adamant that this is my church, and I want to go here until I go to college. When I started going to Old South, I barely knew why I was here. I was just a tiny toddler in the green room who enjoyed playing with a different group of kids. But as I grew up, that group of kids became a very close group of friends. I ended up wanting to come to church just to hang out with them, from watching VeggieTales and playing board games during meetings to the long-awaited day where we got speaking roles in the Christmas pageant. We built a community here that wasn't affected by the fact we lived so far apart and only saw each other once a week. Even the people who joined the group later have become so ingrained in it that it's hard to believe they weren't there at the start. We all just fell into each other's lives and wound up as friends, even though if we met under different circumstances, we might not have. Yet here we are, picking apples to make crisp, carving pumpkins late into the night, bowling, going to General Synod, shouting greetings to people on the street from the roof, sleeping on the terribly hard floor of the fourth floor, accidentally setting off alarms while playing sardines in the church at night, throwing confetti from the balcony, sharing the highs and lows of our week, trying to put on boutonnieres but not doing very well, organizing youth Sundays. It's this family of people who have brought me back week after week, who understand that some weeks I can't be here because of schoolwork, need for sleep, or transportation problems, and they're fine with that. Because even if we aren't all always here, it's not because we don't want to be. It doesn't make us less trustworthy or unable to make plans. Sometimes life just gets in the way, and us all being teenagers, we get that about each other. Our schedules are unpredictable at the best of times because of all the things we do. I have to keep two separate calendars, one for school and one for outside events, so I can keep semi-organized. And even now, with some of us going off to college, we know we won't forget about each other because some of us have already left. But we've left a mark on each other's lives so that even outside of church, when we no longer see each other, we're still friends. This may not be an entirely religious sermon, but it was true to my belief in the friendships I've made, and I guess that is a kind of faith in itself.